Episode 1366, A Cry for Help.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive.
Happy every day. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. It is Sweet Spirit Sunday, and it's your time of reflection, your time to say, what do I need? It's your time to fill up a cry for help. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, as much as your steps determine the way you will go, you do not walk alone. When life beats down around you, a cry for help will bring comfort. That comfort you seek comes from our Lord. When you cry for help, He hears you. He hears your plea. He is always faithful and righteous to answer. But as your mess consumes your mind and restrains your heart, you feel deprived of what should be in your hands. You have a dream. You have a gift. You have a talent. You want to make a difference from where you stand. Yet all of you, every bit of you, feels ensnared by the turmoil that haunts your waking hours. Where is the relief? When will it stop? When will it just go away? What more do I have to do to make this go away? What more do I have to go through? All you desire is to be rescued from where you're bound. The pain is too great. The work is too hard. The sleep is very little. A cry for help. What are you struggling with today? What burdens are you bringing today? We all have them, some big, some small, but they're burdens that we bear. What are they for you today? Are you looking forward already to the week going, I just can't go there, or I'm afraid, I'm fearful? What do you need to bring to the Lord with a cry for help? God wants to hear from you. He doesn't assume you want an intervention. And as easy as we think life should be, the weight of the world is always heavier on your shoulders when you're in the chaos. It's messy in the middle. It's just a plain mess. And sometimes our days just feel that way. Sometimes we're in a season of nothing but mess. Every corner that you turn, but there's hope. Let God bear the weight of the world. Let Him carry your baggage. Let Him bear your shadows. In this moment, just this moment, rest in God's arms. Feel Him wrapping you up in His grace, the warmth of His touch. You are loved. Now, in the same moment, I want you to breathe in and I want you to breathe out. Breathe in, breathe out. I want to share with you a verse that has touched my heart personally, and I really have been meditating on it. It comes from Psalm 143, verse 8. Let me experience your faithful love in the morning. For I trust in you. Reveal to me the way I should go because I appeal to you. A cry for help. Write this down somewhere on a post-it. Put it on your screen of your phone. So every single time you go to it, that is what you will read. Let me experience your faithful love in the morning. You're asking God, saying, I want to feel you this morning because why? I trust you. You're almost reminding yourself. We need these reminders because the world throws at us things that we can't handle. And on top of that, it throws at us things that we should be able to handle ourselves. We should be able to take upon the world and the troubles of the world. And that's not our place. Let me experience your faithful love in the morning, for I trust in you. Reveal to me the way I should go. Here you're asking for direction. Reveal to me, Lord. Where should I go today? What shall I do? Who should I talk to? Help me lead my children. Reveal to me the way I should go, because I appeal to you. Lord, I cry out for help. He loves you right where you're at, even if you're covered in mud, even if you're wearing battle scars. Life isn't easy, but it's so much better when God is on your side. Your days do not need to cloud the joy you can have in your heart. Jeremiah 33:3 says this, "Call to me and I will answer you and tell you great and unsearchable things you do not know." That's what the Lord says. Call to me. Cry for help. You do not walk alone on your day's journey. One step at a time leads to miles of greatness, and that greatness comes from walking and crying out to God. Do it today. Breathe in, breathe out. Live, love, and impact. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a blessed Sunday. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.